But we're going to push it all back to kick off the show with a live broadcast from a protest action in progress at an Enbridge refinery on the east end of Montreal. At last report, four people have locked themselves to the gates of the refinery. For more on this developing story, we're going to go to CKUT's community news coordinator, Aaron Lakoff, who's currently on the scene.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good. So, yes, as you mentioned, right now I'm far in the east end of the island of Montreal. And we are here today. I'm with a group of protesters, three women right now, who have locked themselves to the gates of a Suncor tar sands oil refinery in the east end of Montreal, which is, of course, an area where there's a lot of refineries. They're here today to do a direct action against the tar sands and against Line 9. There's police who just came onto the scene who are right in front of us right now. The group has been here for about 45 minutes or so. So we'll see how much time we get. But I'm here with one of the spokespeople who is locked down right now. So can you introduce yourself?
My name is Alyssa Simons-Bélanger.
So can you tell us why you're here today?
We're here because we have the impression that citizens haven't been able to be heard on the decisions that were taken by the oil industry, by the government, to approve Line 9, to say that we didn't have a say in it. And now we're standing up and we're saying that we are opposed. A lot of people are opposed. A lot of people have been intimidated by Enbridge. A lot of people that own land, that have the pipelines running through, have had Enbridge has already had 12 leaks in Quebec, and this is without carrying bitumen from the tar sands. And we are also opposed to any form of transport of bitumen through Quebec, because it means the expansion of the tar sands and thus expanding climate change.
So tell us a little bit more about the site where we're at right now. Why did you guys pick this place in particular to do this action today?
Because this is the terminal where they will refine the bitumen, and it's also where we know where they're doing the last repairs to be able to start the inversion of the flow. So we knew that this was their weak point when it came to just having workers not being able to work today and being able to slow down also the preparations of Line 9, but also because we knew that it had a strong symbol and it would be visually and for media, it would be really important to be able to bring our message out, because our message is also to call any other form of action, any form of resistance. We have support throughout Quebec. There are a lot of people that are against pipeline projects, that are against transportation of bitumen by train. So we're calling out so that people act upon it, no matter how they can, no matter how they want to support it.
It's just after 7 o'clock in the morning. The sun is just coming out. Our listeners can probably hear there's a lot of traffic behind us. This is like a pretty desolate part of town, not very residential, very industrial, lots of big transport trucks going by. But maybe tell us a little bit. We've heard that the goal of today's action is to do a work stoppage, or at least a work slowdown. Tell us a little bit more about that.
So, by the fact, right now we're blocking all the entry points so that the workers can't come in and work. Also, like, they can't bring in their heavier machinery. We also have a tripod, so we're two people that are locked down to the doors, but we also have a tripod that is a lot more complicated to take down. So we think that it will take at least a whole day for them to be able to bring us out. And thus, we are able to bring out our message, call out for more direct action, and also being able to put the fact that Line 9, it is, even though it has been approved by the National Energy Board, doesn't mean that we approve it.
You yourself, you're locked to a fence right now. Tell us a little bit about, like, kind of what's going on. How are you locked down right now?
So I'm locked to two doors that is a gate, and I have a huge chain that locks the two doors together, and my neck is locked to the one of the doors by with the with the ULOC, yes. It's very early in the morning.
So there's, of course, a lot of workers around right now as well. What's been the reaction from a lot of workers that you've seen?
We've been really okay with the reaction of the workers, where we didn't have any violent confrontation. Actually, the moment that we showed up, they were very calm. We were very calm, so they reacted really well. For sure, there's some of them that maybe don't necessarily understand, even though we try to have a dialogue of saying, well, it's not directed against you. This is really against Enbridge. It's a bigger picture. But everyone, like, we've really had, like, people that were open. We even had a worker that said that we were doing good work and wished us good luck. So right now, the reaction of the workers has been generally very positive.
Now, the group of people who have organized this action today, you guys have a really interesting story together in terms of the kind of political bonds that you guys formed and where the idea, I guess, or the impetus for this action came about. Going back to a huge march you guys did this summer, but can you tell us a little bit about that?
So we did a march for 34 days from Kakuna to Kennebecake to be able to create a network of people that are opposed to TransCanada Energy East and the Line 9 pipeline of Enbridge. And thus, we've been able to meet people throughout the throughout Quebec. And we've really been witnessing the fear of people against these huge companies that show up at their doorstep and say, well, you don't really have a choice. Our pipeline is going through your land. And so, By seeing this reaction and by meeting people that so generously helped us during the walk, we were also, and then we did also the camp, the action camp that just happened this fall. We were able to see that what we need right now is really to show that there are examples of action that can be done, that citizens can organize action, that can be well organized. You don't have to be a huge NGO to be able to organize an action. You can do it yourself. And there are such a diversity of actions right now. If you look at TransCanada Open Doors, all TransCanada Open Doors have been disrupted by citizens. That also is an action.
Well, I know that you're going to be kind of in high demand today, because I know there's other media that wants to talk to you, and you guys have a really important message to get out. So I'm going to let you go, but thank you for speaking with us today.
Yeah, thank you for being with us this morning. It really helped.
All right. So again, just to recap, we are live right now with the Tuesday Morning After in the East End of Montreal. It's quite noisy, a lot of trucks going by, but we're here at a direct action where there's three women who have blockaded themselves, chained themselves to the fences of a Suncor oil refinery to protest against Line 9. There's two police cruisers on hand right now, and not really heavy-handed police intervention. In fact, what other organizers have been telling us, that the police haven't even directly spoken to the protesters yet. So we'll wait and see what happens. I can call in other updates, hopefully, throughout the Tuesday Morning After to keep people posted. Also, we're going to be posting photos and updates on our Twitter account. So if you're following Twitter, you can follow at CKUT News, and we'll be posting constant updates throughout this action.
Thanks, Aaron. Before we go to some other content on the show, do you have any sense of what these protesters expect throughout the course of the day? I suppose they talked about dismantling the tripod, dismantling the way that they're connected to the gates. What exactly, what is the means that's going to be used to do that? Do you have any impressions?
That's a good question. I mean, what I can say right now is that I spoke to one of the young women who is up in the tripod. You know, she's got a bag of food up there, and she's ready to stay as long as possible. You know, they're just trying to make themselves comfortable right now. They have cushions to sit on. Alyssa, who we were just speaking with, big truck going by me right now. Alyssa, who we just spoke with, seems very comfortable. So it's a little bit hard to say at this point. I mean, one can imagine that at some point more police reinforcements will be called in. But the protesters here seem confident that they at least can stay the day.
Have any people shown up to protest in solidarity, to bear witness and stand by?
Well, they do have a group of supporters here, a small group of supporters who are helping out with media, you know, providing moral support. But I mean, given the location of these refineries, the one that we're at right now is off of Henri Bourassa, far out east in Pointe-aux-Trembles. So it's a little bit hard for people to make it out here because, again, it's a very industrial area, not really near a metro station or anything.
Certainly.
But I imagine if people do want to come out and lend their support today, the Enbridge factory, or rather the Sunbridge, Sunbridge, it's early. The Suncor refinery is on North Broadway at the corner of Henri Bourassa. If people are out east and do want to make it out here to lend their support. But I would just encourage people to keep following us on Twitter, at least to get all the updates.
Okay, thanks, Aaron. So just before we go, how long have they been locked to those gates?
They've been locked to the gates since about 6:30 this morning.
Okay, well, we look forward to hearing from you throughout the show. Please don't hesitate to call us back.
Indeed. Thank you, Micah.
Thanks, Aaron.